Would you raise your hand, please? Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give in the matter now pending should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you please state your full name?
Jeffrey Edward Epstein.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's been a wild 10 days, I'd say, since the Epstein files dropped. It's all anybody's talking about on X. Now, if you are watching the mainstream media, you've probably only heard about it a few times, and whatever you've been told about it has been total BS, and they're really trying to make it a partisan issue.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Now, this is probably going to have to be a multi-part series because there is just so much to cover when it comes to this whole drop and what it means for our government. But I think anybody with two brain cells to put together can understand that there is only one conclusion you come to after looking at just a few of these Epstein files. And that is, he was clearly a Russian spy. Do you feel like you're going nuts? Cause you look at the names like Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, Lex Wexner, Barry Weiss, Ben Shapiro, and multiple other people and think, yeah, you know what all these guys have in common? They're Russians. Yeah, you're not going nuts. The media doesn't know what to do right now. And you guys know who I mean by the media. And they are literally scrambling for anything to make this go away because the number one thing it threatens is their hegemonic power and rule over our nation. Because what that depends on is being the victims. And if it comes out that in fact they are the perpetrators of the worst crimes against humanity and probably always have been, their shield of victimhood falls apart and they can no longer manipulate you and your kin because one time, 85 years ago, some very bad painter did the Holomashor and now you can never collectivize again. Yeah, that's right, folks. Newspapers all the way from the UK to the Times of India have been calling Jeffrey Epstein a Russian spy who likely had compromise on Trump. That's right. So not only are they saying that he worked for the Russians, but literally they are only focusing on any potential connection to Trump. They don't want to talk about Obama. They don't want to talk about Jay-Z. They don't want to talk about how Noam Chomsky, the father of liberal thought, the one that we thought should be so opposite of Jeffrey Epstein because Chomsky is actually a Bolshevik communist, oh, help the people. And Jeffrey Epstein was a Zionist, capitalist, right? They should be totally opposed. But there they go, flying on a plane together. What does that tell you about the political divisions that we all have to ascribe to while these people are literally eating caviar on a plane together, talking about which kids they're gonna molest? So they only wanna focus on potential connections between Epstein and Trump, which, first of all, I'm not even defending Trump at this point in time. Everyone's guilty, and this is not a partisan issue. And we can clearly see that all the Democrat Republican stuff is just a bunch of actors playing roles so that we, the idiot plebs, take sides and strangle fellow family members at Thanksgiving because they sided with the wrong team. They sided with the blue team or the red team, and therefore they're horrible people. That's what's going on. Let's take a look at this, right? So this is from the UK. This newspaper is LBC. I don't even know what that is, but it's a UK newspaper. What have we got here? We have got a French newspaper. We gotta love it for the French. Doing great with your president and his dad. Poland to probe Russia Epstein links. PM Tusk says late billionaire was likely a spy for Moscow, bro. Because that's where that's the country he kept going to, right? Moscow. That's the country he was representing. Jeffrey Epstein reportedly ran Kremlin's largest honey trap and blackmail operation. This is so interesting because then it would seem that our guy Putin should know about that. Let's go check in and see what Putin has to say.
Разве мы хотим, чтобы у нас здесь, в нашей стране, в России, вместо мамы и папы был родитель номер один, номер два, номер три, совсем спятили уже. Разве мы хотим, чтобы в наших школах с начальных классов детям навязывали извращения, которые ведут к деградации и вымиранию? Чтобы им вдалбливали, что кроме женщины и мужчины якобы существуют еще некие гендеры. И предлагали сделать операцию по смене пола. Мы разве мы все этого хотим для своей страны и для своих детей? Для нас все это неприемлемо. У нас другое, свое будущее. Повторю, диктатура западных элит направлена против всех обществ, в том числе и народов самих западных стран. Это вызов всем. Такое полное отрицание человека, неспровержение веры и традиционных ценностей, подавление свободы приобретает черты религии наоборот, откровенного сатанизма. В Нагорной проповеди Иисус Христос, обличая лжепророков, говорит: «По плодам их узнаете их». И эти ядовитые плоды уже очевидны людям. Не только в нашей стране, во всех странах, в том числе для многих людей и в самом Западе.
That really sounds like, well, maybe he's doing an act. Maybe this is deep. Let's see what else he had to say. Let's see what else he has to say.
Сразу же после развала Советского Союза, а тогда нам казалось, что мы очень быстро станем членами так называемой цивилизованной семьи европейских народов, вообще цивилизованной западной семьи. Сегодня выясняется, что никакой цивилизации-то там нет, там только деградация все сплошная. Но неважно, тогда казалось, что это хорошо, и вот мы станем именно сразу же после развала Союза.
He called the West degraded, degenerate, subverting values. But isn't that what Jeffrey Epstein was into? Well, let's take a look. Jeffrey Epstein, our spy for the Kremlin, was here in the West promoting degenerate values, which the Kremlin himself is calling out, and he's calling out the West for having those values. How does that make sense, guys? And here's an actual email from somebody named Robert Trevers. He's a biologist who's corresponding with Jeffrey Epstein in 2018 and is talking about how to push transgenderism. You know, the very thing that Putin was just talking about, how it's subversive and saying, how do we really want this for our country? And a lot of people in the West are waking up that the people pushing this on them hate them. Does that, yeah, that lines up. Sure it does. Here's the email. You guys can read it. You can pause it on screen and read it for yourself. But I think you can see he's going to do molecular control over development. We are increasingly capable of producing novel phenotypes with more feminine men by blocking testosterone receptors, or aka castration. You know what we called it and you called us transphobes. And at the same time, increasing estrogen production, the one blocks male features, the other encourages female features. So they're talking about making more feminized men. And this is in 2018. And let's think back to when the crazed trans stuff really exploded, guys. Think back. It was around, but right around 2018, 2019, it was like a crazy mind virus that took over everyone's brains, and suddenly everybody had to get on the same page as, yeah, you can be any gender, and if you say something different, then you're a hateful Nazi, okay? Which makes sense, because if you guys look into who actually pioneered the first transgender surgeries on children, you might find that that person was somehow related to Mr. Epstein. So now, of course, the left isn't talking about this. They're not talking about how good old Jeff Epstein and company are pushing the trans stuff, because that would be antithetical. Then they'd have to admit that their whole ideology came from the mind of a PDF. And he's not the first one. Actually, if you look up Foucault, the Michel Foucault, the French historian who is the father of LGBT ideology, you might find some things that are not so nice about him. Let's find out what happened with Michel Foucault. He had predatory behavior. He went to Tunisia. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. What did he do? Oh, he essayed prepubescent children. That's right, because there was no, I guess, age of consent there. So he went and found these little Tunisian boys and did what he wanted with them. This is the father of your ideology, left. The left is gone, guys. They're gone. Anybody who's still marching for LGBTQIA rights, anybody who's making this into a left-right issue, anyone who's only focusing on Trump's connections to Epstein, they are an enemy. They are an enemy soldier. You have to understand that when everything goes down, these guys are going to be hunting you down and doing what the Bolsheviks did to the white Russian Christians during the revolution. So make no mistake about it. Just because they don't have a last name that says Stein or Berg, that doesn't mean they're on your side. They have, their mind has been completely taken over. This is where the metaphor in the Matrix is incredibly important. Remember, they said, hey, these people, you know, they just look like normal people. Look again, and instantly they can become an agent of the system and a threat to your life. 100% correct. That is the metaphor. These people are totally and utterly plugged in and dependent on the system, and they will defend it until their last dying breath because they cannot admit that their ideology of compassion is actually the thing that has allowed for children to be systematically abused. If you're castrating children, that's not compassion. They cannot come to terms with that, so they will kill you rather than face that truth. Understand what you're dealing with. Study some history. Also, we don't want to talk, you don't see the left talking about how Mamdani's mom was hanging out with Epstein and the boys, right? We don't want to talk about that. Now, I don't know that that's him. They're saying that this is him, but I think they said he was 18, so we don't know if that was actually him. There's a lot of subterfuge being released out there, guys, and they're doing this intentionally so that when you bring something up, if it's fake, then the other side can be like, oh, that's crazy, that's not real, don't you know that's AI? And then when there is something crazy in there that's real, then everybody's going to be like, how do I know if this is not AI? But Mamdani's mom has been proven to be connected to Jeffrey Epstein. And remember, Mamdani is supposed to be anti-Zionist. And yet here's his mom hanging out with Zio Champ number one. Oh, sorry. I mean, Russian spy. Don't forget to go to my website, folks, LeonardaIsFunny.com, and register to be part of my mailing list. I imagine that at any time they can drop the censorship hammer, because we know that they are trying to do everything they can to censor the truth from coming out. So I am building a backup plan to that by doing two things. First of all, creating an email list where you can stay in touch. And second of all, by building premium content on my website, which will not be censored nor be able to be taken down because it's hosted by a private site in China. China, the beacon of freedom. Who knew? So you can sign up for that. If you don't want to sign up for that, you can still watch content that gets posted here instead of on my website. And anything that gets taken down on YouTube gets posted here. And you can also check out my tour dates. I am on tour. I am coming to Northern California. God help me. Sacramento is almost sold out. I still got some tickets for the Bay Area. And I will be coming to the rest of America. So stay on top of that. And you also, if you sign up on my mailing list, you will get updates every time I add a new city, including maybe yours. And let's not forget to support our sponsor, AntelopeHillPublishing.com. Remember how I told you you should read some history books if you want to know what's going on? Well, AntelopeHillPublishing.com has those books. And one of their new books that just got published is called The American Regime. I highly suggest you guys check that book out if you want to know what's going on and how our country got taken over. Do not forget to use promo code Leo for 10% off. Now, I will say this. Be wary of anyone who is saying Epstein was a Russian spy, saying we should just move on from this. It's not a big deal. Saying it was only him and Ghislaine and nobody else was really involved with anything illegal and don't worry because we got them both. Or saying he wasn't really doing anything that bad. He just was like into getting it on with young girls, but they weren't children. Just be weary of anyone saying that, because that person has either been compromised or were compromised from the beginning. And if I ever come out here and say something like we should move on from Epstein, or Epstein was a Russian agent, or you know what, it's not that big of a deal, just know that my life has been threatened, okay? And you shouldn't listen to anything else I have to say after that, because I'm not important anymore. And that's what people need to get. There's a lot of these people who are out there making videos, making content. They're even supposedly like alt-right, or they're not in the mainstream or whatever. A lot of people are psychopaths. You got to get this through your brain. It's something like 4 to 5% of the population, which doesn't seem like a lot, but they may be overrepresented in the media, in political office, in these leadership areas, because psychopaths are arrogant enough to go ahead and pursue the attention that they think is owed to them. And so a lot of them don't really care about the truth. They just care about getting your attention. And right now, saying things about the JOO or talking about Epstein or, you know, opposing the mainstream system is a great way to get attention. Going online and dropping N-bombs is a great way to get attention. So some people do mean it. Some people do mean the things that they say. And some people are just psychopaths who will wear any garment that garners them attention. And you're going to be able to tell the difference, because the group that means it is never going to contradict the truth for the sake of their own ego and following. The group that is actually searching for the truth sometimes may be wrong. They will admit when they are wrong, but they will be pursuing the truth. The psychopaths are arrogant and narcissistic enough to believe that they have cultivated this following because of their own personality. And therefore, they want to be able to say whatever they want and have you follow. And so whenever you say, hey, that's not true, or you can't say that, they screech like demons and attack you with all the force that you know a narcissist can, not because you are calling into question what they're saying, but because you're daring to call into question their authority to say whatever they want. Now, what these psychopaths don't understand is that the time where people just wanted to follow a leader blindly to any end is over. If people are following you right now, it's because they want the truth. People who just want to follow cult figures and worship and idolize figures are the people who are still following the celebrities, the people who are listening to Billie Eilish say we're on stolen land, even though she has a $14 million mansion. The people who are still obsessed with Lady Gaga and her demon dances that she does. Those are the people, they're cult, they're brainwashed, they're gone. The people on this side, the people who are daring to speak out against that tiny little population that insists they're the victims of everything, the people who are daring to call out the media, these people want the truth. And no one is above the truth. And if you try to get in front of the truth and steer your audience wherever way you want because of your ridiculous oversized ego, you're getting run over. Because the people are tired of being lied to. They're tired of bullshit. They're tired of the fanaticism. They're tired of being steered and used. And it doesn't matter if they loved you. They loved you because you told the truth. If you stop telling the truth, you become another casualty. And seriously, watch out. Now you guys can figure out who that's about. It can apply to multiple people. A lot of shit going on, a lot of subterfuge happening. But in that vein, we've got these Judeans who have been posing as right wing for a little while, right? Posing as right wing. And now the Epstein stuff comes out and suddenly their tribal loyalties come out and get revealed immediately. Here we have Alan Dershowitz telling us that we need to stop talking about Epstein because it's anti-Semitic. I am not kidding.
Focused on a woman named Farmer. Now, Farmer accused lots of people. All of them were Jewish. She said, quote, "I have a hard time with Jewish people. All the Jewish people I met are pedophiles who run the world economy." She talks about the Rothschilds. She is a blatant anti-Semite and a liar. She said she didn't accuse me, but she said she saw me in Jeffrey Epstein's house before I ever met Jeffrey Epstein. She clearly, provably lied about me. And so what we have...
Yeah, we should definitely listen to Alan Dershowitz, who argued for lowering the age of consent because the line between child and adult is arbitrary anyway. So what's the difference between sleeping with an 18-year-old and a 12-year-old? You know what I'm saying? Come on, guys. Come on. Does this sound? Yeah, anybody making these arguments is sus. Very suspicious. Very, very suspicious here, Alan. This is why they want to censor the truth. This is why they started this campaign of calling things that were true, maybe laid the guilt of certain crimes on a group of people. They called it anti-Semitic, or they called it racist, or they called it homophobic, and they called it transphobic. This was a spell so that you wouldn't investigate the actual statements because your emotions had already been activated to be in prejudice to the statement because it makes you a bad person. It makes you a bad person if you notice that most of the interracial crime is black on white. That makes you racist to notice and say that. It doesn't matter if it's true. We can't even talk about it because we've already said it's racist. So now when Maria Farmer says, "Hey, I noticed that all of the tribe members that I met were pedophiles, and therefore I don't like this particular tribe," it makes her anti-Semitic. We don't even investigate if it's true. Is it true? Because then I don't give a fuck if it's anti-Semitic. Maybe we won't say these things if you stop doing it. This is classic narcissistic personality disorder. If you ever point out how the behavior that a narcissist is doing is harming you, the narcissist will attack you and say that you are victimizing them. Rather than change their behavior so that they don't keep harming you, they want you to change your behavior so that you don't speak out against the harm that they're doing. Now go ahead and compare that to this tiny tribe and everything we've been seeing from them. Rather than change their behavior and say, try to actually have peace with the Palestinians, they attack anyone who actually talks openly about the crimes that they're doing to the native group there and accuses them of being against their group for no reason out of a blind hatred. Instead of being like, hey, maybe I should talk to my fellow tribe members and be like, hey, stop raping the Goyim. No, we're going to attack the Goyim and say you couldn't speak about it, okay? And he doesn't even talk about how many times in the emails they refer to non-Jews as Goyim, which means cattle. And why they don't want to talk about that is because if you are cattle to them, then they can do to cattle without any kind of guilt. What do we do to cattle? We slaughter them. We don't feel bad because they're cattle. Well, now you can get inside the mind of a guy like Alan Dershowitz. But it's more. Here's Bhatia Ungar Singh saying there's no evidence of criminal activity beyond Epstein and Maxwell, and it's time to move on. It was just these two guys. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Tom, I'm saying so far there has been no evidence of that. I'm looking through all of the documents, and so far there is still no evidence. Well, I'm open to it.
If you listen to me,
I just feel like it's like the obsession. I mean, bringing the Clinton.
The obsession. You see, this is classic narcissistic personality disorder. If you catch your narcissistic boyfriend or girlfriend cheating on you, and therefore now you are suspicious of their behavior, and you ask them, where are you going? They snap on you and go, you're obsessed. You're obsessed with the idea that I'm cheating on you. Why would that be? Why would that be? See how the gaslighting happens and the deflection and turning the blame back on you? You guys got to really, you know, it's a really great book for everybody to read. It's called 5 Types of People That Will Destroy Your Life or That Will Ruin Your Life. I'll look that up in a second. Let's see. 5 types of people that will ruin your life, okay? And they go through 5 personality types who will apt 5 kinds of narcissistic sociopathic personality types. I think it's very important in this day and age that we all read this book and understand so that you can start identifying, not just in your personal life, but in politics, the kind of narcissistic personality disorders. And it is my high opinion that Jeffrey Epstein was the unemotional type who felt absolutely nothing, could do anything to anyone and feel no remorse because he does not actually possess anything resembling guilt or empathy, right? Especially for someone that he is not in the same tribe with.
It's ridiculous. Right,
well,
it is ridiculous.
You
listen
to Donald Trump. You just said you agree with Donald Trump.
I think it's time to move on.
I think it's interesting.
Why do we have to move on? And let me ask you something. She read 3 million documents. I don't buy it. In case you guys are forgetting who Bahtiyar Ungar Sargon is, I did a little video on her before.
And I wonder who formed the progressive worldview.
Jews built the left in this country. We built the labor movement. We broke the New Deal. 70% of the lawyers who worked on civil rights cases were Jews. We've been at the forefront of every liberal and leftist issue in this country.
So Jews are the real racists.
Yeah, you guys can watch that. But anyway, now you can understand why maybe she wants to move on from that. We got another one, another really awesome woman who wants to put the fault of Epstein on the West. Epstein is a reflection of the West, okay?
Just think for a minute what the West now takes pride in. Sexual morality, destroyed. Lifestyle free for all, you bet. Non-judgmentalism, mandatory. The nuclear family, smashed. Good riddance, eh? Girls have been taught to be shameless. Result, young men have been licensed to be sexual predators. Me and my desires are now the center of the universe. So we've waved goodbye to accountability in politics as in life. Nihilism is flaunted as idealism, and hypocrisy has been rebranded as conscience. So why on earth is anyone remotely surprised by the global cesspit that has now been revealed as Jeffrey Epstein's world?
Why would you be surprised that we're molesting your children, guy? You're cheating on your wife. What's the difference? Now, Melanie Phillips does not want you to investigate who is responsible for this demoralization of the left. It's just the West. It's the West did this with their immoral value system. Don't be surprised. Let's go see what else Melanie Phillips has said. Maybe that could shed some light on why she suddenly wants us to focus on Jeffrey Epstein as a reflection of the West.
Why is all this happening? Well, I think that the Palestine cause is absolutely central. The Palestine cause, as we all know here, is based on nothing other than the destruction of the Jewish state. But more than that, it is also based on stealing the Jews' own history in the land from them. But the Palestine cause has become the cause of causes in the West, which of course is in the business of destroying its own core values, which come from Judaism. No coincidence. In my view, the Palestine cause is a form of holy war, Islamic holy war, and it is a Trojan horse for the Islamization of the West.
Could that be it? Could this be it?
Concerning being religious or coming back to being civilized, there are two different agendas. One of Rav Ori Shirky, who sit with us today, that says that the goyim should be bnei noach. They shouldn't be like religious Christians. And the second is Yoram Chazonis or Dennis Prager's or maybe other conservative intellectuals who say to them, be good good Christians. So which agenda do you think is the best?
Be good Christians. But please, be good Christians of the kind of Christian that love us. Because it's possible. Oh, I mean, you know.
That's the West. Okay. So let's see another one. And then
we are seeing an alliance, an unholy alliance between the left and the Islamists, an alliance which has turned language and thought in itself inside out to produce an image of demonic Jewish control over the world.
Okay, so you guys can understand now why she would want everybody to look at what happened to Jeffrey Epstein as just a reflection of your own sin, and you really shouldn't be that upset about him potentially being and murdering children. What? What? So every single person who wants you to move on, right? Here's Mark Levine.
We can't waste our time on Epstein and other stuff that are going on here that some people want us to focus on.
It's a waste of your time to care that your politicians are being blackmailed by Moscow Russian Kremlin agent so that they do whatever policies this Moscow Kremlin agent wants, which just happened to align with, you know, going to war in the Middle East. You shouldn't care about that. We have other things to focus on. Like, did you see what they said at the Grammys? Like I said, all these people who say, oh, the Epstein story is boring, let's move on, there's nothing here. There are no Epstein files.
Epstein files. There are none. Hey, as far as the Epstein list, there is no Epstein list. The evidence suggested there really was not an Epstein list if you were watching this case with any sort of eagle eye.
The Justice Department released so many records from the Epstein files today, more than 3 million pages plus videos and photos, that if you were to print them out and stack them up, they'd be about 3 times taller than the Statue of Liberty.
The Epstein files. There are none.
More than 3 million pages.
More than 3 million pages.
3 million pages.
Over 3 million more pages.
Releasing more than 3 million pages of documents.
Justice Department releasing more than 3 million pages of documents related to convicted defender Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein files.
The Epstein files. There are none.
So they are trying everything they can to get ahead of the story. So first they try to deny it, right? Denial, gaslighting. They don't exist. Then the files come out and they go, well, he was a Russian agent. Well, that's not taking. Well, you know, it was just him and Ghislaine and they've already been arrested. Oh, well, that's not taking. Oh, well, you know what then? It's your fault. Epstein is just doing what you guys are doing, so you should feel bad. Literally throwing everything at the wall. But just like uncooked spaghetti, it's not sticking. And the reason is because we may have been stupid goyim who had a high trust society and believed that our politicians cared for us. But the last 10 years, and really escalated since COVID, have proven to even the most asleep sheep that our government hates us and is actively trying to destroy us, and we couldn't understand why. And suddenly when it was revealed that maybe they were being controlled by a foreign entity that has a deep hatred of us as a race that goes back millennia, and we are engaged in ethnic warfare, all the pieces fell together. And the last piece that really needed to fall for the goyim to drop their defenses of this particular group was to see that the group is not a victim, but in fact a perpetrator of the worst kind, because they are weak and scraggly and they can only pick on the weak. And who was the weakest of them? The children. And now you have crossed the fucking line. because you have messed with little children who could not defend themselves against you, who were victimized because you just happened to be stronger than them. Well, you're gonna get your ass beat by real men. And that's the fear. And so everyone needs to get it through your head. All of these politicians, Bill Gates and we got Bill Gates and I don't care, Obama, speaking of all these people who want to talk about, it's just Trump and Obama at least was cool. Okay, let's take a look at that real quick. At least Obama was cool, man. At least we had cool Obama. Yeah, man, he did shit like get on a boat with George Clooney and what looks like a little 10-year-old Asian chick, and it looks like George Clooney's zipping his pants and this girl doesn't know where she is. Obama was cool. Yeah, every single one of these people has no authority over you. Get it through your head. You have no authority to demand that people take your little poisonous vaccines. You have no authority to demand that we vote the way you want us to vote. You have no authority to demand that we uphold your disgusting pedophilic ideology known as the LGBTQIA bullshit. You have no authority to demand white guilt and that suddenly we're all equal. It's over. That's what they're afraid of. And it's only a matter of time, folks. And they're trying to bring about a World War III so we can all go back to sleep and forget, and they'll invent another Holomashmar that happened, and they can carry it on for 80 years. Not anymore. Done. Done. All right, we're going to end it here. And the next video, I will get into the documents and showing you why we actually have a reason to believe that these people actually did do heinous crimes to kids younger than 12, as if 12 isn't bad enough. But if you want to talk about prepubescent children, absolutely. Like how it seemed like they put a baby in between two carcasses of chickens on a cutting board. That's normal. We'll get into that in the next part.